Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. What's up, guys? You are listening to episode number 56 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. And I have big news. My book, Your Turn to Sparkle, will be available on Amazon on April 18th. So I'm going to put that link in the show notes as soon as that day approaches. That is actually a very special date because it is my anniversary, and it'll be my 16th wedding anniversary this year. So very, very special to me. And I appreciate all the love and support from those of you already who are asking where to get the book. And I've been working on it for over a year, about a year and a half. And I am so proud of it. It's kind of like this podcast where it's short, sweet, digestible, but full of tangible things and insights. And I'm just thrilled. I'm so excited for you guys to read it and kind of feel that little nudge, that hit of inspiration that you are wanting and searching for. So I am actually going to dedicate a podcast over the next week to just talking more about the book and kind of going through it and explaining it. And then I'll post the link of where to purchase it as well. So there will be another podcast episode with a little bit more of a deep dive into the book so you can kind of get a feel for what it's about before you make that purchase. So with that being said, let's get into today's episode. This is episode number 56, When to Pivot and Discover a New Path. When I wrote this title, I was laughing, like actually laughing out loud, because the scene that popped into my head, and some of you may already be thinking of it, is from Friends, where Ross is going up the stairs, I think with Rachel and Chandler, and he's like, pivot, pivot, and he just keeps saying it over and over. That scene is in my head with the title of this podcast episode. So you're welcome for putting that back into your brain. And there's probably going to be a couple times in this episode that I say pivot like that. So we shall see. All right. So when to pivot and discover a new path. Life has so many twists and turns. And sometimes the path that we're currently on no longer serves us. We've kind of maybe even outgrown the path that we're on, the current path, the current trajectory. So thinking about it like an athlete can make a shift, a change in direction pretty swiftly, pretty fast. We also must learn when to make those pivots in our own lives. Now, a redirection isn't a sign of failure. It's a testament to your resilience, to your adaptability, and to, honestly, to you tuning into yourself, your family, what's really working for you. It's being clear and concise on what you actually need in your life. So let's get into some of the key signs that it's time to make that adjustment. It's time to pivot! Okay, I don't know how many times I'm going to be able to do it because I'm going to be laughing every single time. All right, it really takes tapping into your own intuition and trusting yourself, paying attention to what is draining you and what's lighting you up. The number one sign that it may be time to pivot or make some adjustments in your life in one area or another is stagnation. If you find yourself stuck in a rut, kind of in that hamster wheel, just going and going and going, doing the same thing day in and day out, there's no progress, and something just feels off. It's not that there's a difference. I'm trying to explain this. There's a difference between You keep going on your path because you know it's going to take you to the end result. And also doing the same thing that's not working for you over and over. This is where we really get to tune in and see where you're at. If you are stuck in that rut doing the same thing and it's not feeling good most of the time, that it's feeling off, that's your sign to make a pivot. Number two, loss of passion. Now, you're not always going to be happy-go-lucky every single day, all of the days of all of the years, we get it. But if your loss of overall passion and energy for what used to excite you, if that's starting to happen and it's starting to feel more like a chore and dread and I hate this, then it's a signal to listen to your heart. If your passion is dimming, make some adjustments and that's going to reignite your drive. It could be minor adjustments too. That's what's interesting is sometimes these shifts, these pivots don't have to be this ginormous move. Sometimes it can be these minor adjustments. Number three, key signs, new opportunities. All of a sudden, there's different opportunities that are starting to present themselves. I love when life presents these unexpected opportunities or ideas just pop into your brain. If an intriguing option arises and it aligns with your values and your goals, don't hesitate to explore it further. I want you to think about your gifts and talents right now. What gifts and talents come naturally to you? You're meant to share those gifts with the world. The vehicle you use to express that can look different, and that's totally up to you, and it can shift over time. For example, I love to motivate others, right? That's a natural gift of mine. And I've used so many different vehicles. I've had so many different paths to share that overall gift. Like right now, doing the podcast, I've wrote a book, I coach cheerleading, I'm a personal trainer, I was like captain of all my cheer teams and song leading teams, dance teams, whatever. Like the overall, the underlying gift is motivating others. And I have shifted in the way that I share that gift with others. You see what I'm saying? Yes. So maybe right now, you have been doing the same thing over and over to share your gifts and talent, and you're starting to feel like you're not excited for it anymore. You're losing that interest. You're losing passion. This is your time to think about another vehicle, to think about another way that you can share this gift, another way that you can express your genius, honestly. You have something so special, so unique that nobody else has. And I promise you, if you start to share this gift, you're going to feel that zest for life. You're going to feel that spark. You're going to see, people are going to see that light within you when you start to really start to share your gifts and talents with the world. And it doesn't have to be with the world or in a public place, even with your family or in your unique way. That's what's so exciting. I think some people think it's too late to start exploring your gifts or making a pivot, but it's really not. Like, honestly, you're just getting started. Think about your life. Let's say you live until like 80. You're lucky enough to be one of the ones that live until 80. Most of you listening to this podcast are about at that halfway mark, maybe a little more, but that's halfway. This is your life. How do you want to live it? How do you want to live out the rest of your life? You are not meant to stay stuck. You are not meant to feel like meh. I know you know what I mean when I say meh. Every single day. You are meant to live a fulfilling life to you, whatever that means for you, whatever success means for you. You don't have to do the same thing over and over. You can shift and pivot. You can bring more joy and excitement into your life, into your home. I mean, I get it. You may get kicked in the junk every now and then. Who doesn't? But it doesn't have to be forever. You can choose to stand back up, to make a shift, to pivot up those stairs and find that spark, that joy, that excitement again. Share it. Share it with all of us, your unique way. Honestly, you guys, that is what most of the theme of my book is. So that's exciting that I was able to share that with you. And again, next week, I will do a deeper dive into the book so you can get a little more juicy details on what the book is about before you make that purchase. I love you. Thank you for supporting me in this. It was a really big deal, and I am terrified, to be honest. I've been telling some people, I'm scared that no one will read it. And I'm also scared that everyone will read it. So this is definitely a fear and uncomfortable. And that's why I know it's so important. This is important to me. And I've been working on it for a long time. And I'm trusting the process. And I'm so excited to finally share it with you. So with that, have a great week, you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.